You can hear the sounds of dogs in a unique kennel on the South Coast. These aren't your typical pet dogs. These dogs at Naval Base Ventura County are military working dogs trained to help with everything from finding a person to sniffing out explosives. Captain Jeff Chisholm is base commander.
Military working dogs have a long history all the way back, to World War I. Today, DOD-wide, there's probably about 2,500 military working dogs. Here at our installation at Naval Base Ventura County, we have dogs and a number of handlers that take care of them. So we service up and down the West Coast, and our handlers regularly deploy around the world to Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, recently to Qatar.
The dogs come to the base with some training, but then get specialized training before they're ready to go into work in the field.
Normally when they come to us to a base, they're already pre-trained, the basics, and they're about 2 years old already. Yes, training the dog it's not an easy process, it's a long process. When they're initially trained, it's basics, and then we have to advance them to higher levels. There are tracker dogs that can find people, ammo, money, weapons, explosives, drugs, of course. They can find anything, as long as you train them to do it. Bed bugs, we have three that are patrol explosive and three that are patrol drug.
Petty Officer First Class Robert Garcia runs the working dog unit at the base.
We have a variety of them. We have German Shepherd, Belgian Malinois, Dutch Shepherd, Labrador Retriever, Lab Shepherd. They have a mix of the Jack Russell Terrier. Those are normally the small ones that go on submarines.
The nation's military dogs are being honored with new U.S. Postal Service stamps unveiled locally in a ceremony at the base.
There are four stamps. There are German Shepherd, Dutch Shepherd, Lab, and Belgium. So the dogs represent the military working dogs.
Ramela Yunekian is with the Postal Service.
They play a huge role, and it's so exciting to team up with the military at Fort Wainimi to celebrate these beautiful stamps.
Some of those who work with the dogs over the decades are thrilled the little-known part of the military is receiving recognition. John Hemp was teamed with a working dog in the late 1960s while serving in the Air Force during the Vietnam War.
We were the night vision before night vision was technologically advanced to be useful. I was a sentry dog handler, which is to set that aside from tracker and scout and mine and booby trap detection dogs. We were the perimeter every night on military bases and facilities and assets throughout Vietnam and Thailand.
Hemp says he can't say enough about the important role the dogs still play in the military.
These dogs are doing things that we never dreamed of having a dog do back in the 60s and 70s. These dogs are performing tasks and providing protection for our military and U.S. assets in ways we never dreamed of.
Petty Officer First Class Robert Garcia introduces us to one of the dogs.
This is Alexa, MW Alexa. Alexa is a 9-year-old Belgian Malinois, patrol explosive dog. I've been with Alexa for 2 years now.
Alexa seems pretty good around crowds.
She's okay. As long as you're not trying to pet her, she's okay. She'll get a bit aggressive if you try to touch her.
What's it like working with the dogs?
It's awesome. I wake up every day and I train dogs. Come to work, see my friend, and we go to work.
The new military working dog stamps are available at local post offices. At Naval Base Ventura County, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.